There's a few Rieslings, a Shiraz, and a Rhone, among others. Information at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. There's been a transfer of power in state politics in Illinois as senators on both sides of the aisle chose new leaders last night. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Months of internal, tough campaigning came to an end when Senate Democrats selected John Cullerton as the chamber's next president. Cullerton's an attorney from Chicago's North Side who's been in the General Assembly nearly 30 years.
We have a lot of work to do. Everybody knows we're in tough times and we have to come together, and so I'm very honored and humbled.
Cullerton will replace Emil Jones, who's retiring in January. Some members have faulted Jones recently for his tight alliance with Governor Rod Blagojevich and say the leadership change could ease Illinois out of gridlock. Republican senators had to choose a minority leader after Frank Watson announced he's stepping down to recover from a stroke. They've elected Christine Rodonio of Lamont.
I think taxpayers want to see the parties cooperating and pulling together to make things move forward in the state, and that's the kind of leader I intend to be.
Rodonio will be the first woman in one of the legislature's four top positions. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
We'll have more on this story coming up at 9:40 this morning. Opponents of Governor Rod Blagojevich's plan to close Pontiac Correctional Center took their concerns to Springfield yesterday. Standing outside of the state capitol, officials of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and others claim the prison's closing will disrupt families' lives and risk the safety of Illinois prison inmates and employees. The governor says he wants to cease operations at the aging Pontiac prison and fully open the newer Thompson Correctional Center, claiming the move would save the state about $4 million a year. Opponents of the closure say not only won't the state save that much money, but also the Pontiac area economy will suffer deeply without the prison. It's the county's second largest employer behind Caterpillar. A ribbon-cutting ceremony Wednesday marked the beginning of startup operations at a new biodiesel plant in Danville. Freeport-based Blackhawk Biofuels bought the plant from Biofuels Company of America earlier this year. BCA was a joint venture involving Bungie, and the new biofuels plant is located next to the Bungie milling plant in Danville. The Blackhawk facility will use soybean oil from that plant to manufacture biodiesel fuel. But Alicia Clancy of Renewal Energy Group, which is operating the plant for Blackhawk, says they plan to use other materials for biodiesel as well.
The Blackhawk board has made the decision to do several upgrades to the facility, which will allow them to utilize animal fats and other high free fatty acid feedstocks to help manage risk. And that portion of the facility is still under construction, but we hope to have that completed the first quarter of 2009 to offer multiple feedstock biodiesel by this spring.
Clancy says they plan to have soybean biodiesel ready for delivery by the end of December. The Blackhawk biofuels plant will employ 27 people and be able to produce up to 45 million gallons of biodiesel a year. The Illinois State Police say stealing cars isn't as popular as it used to be. That's just one of the findings of the 2007 crime stats released yesterday. Robert Wildebor has that story.
Car thefts were down 10% last year. They've been on a steady decline since 2000. Luis Gutierrez is with the Illinois State Police. He gives some of the credit to the cars themselves.
They come either with an alarm. A lot of cars are coming with devices where it would be easier to track the vehicles if they're stolen.
Gutierrez says the state crime stats reflect data from thousands of law enforcement agencies across Illinois. Crime was down in all categories: robbery, burglary, criminal sexual assault, arson. Murder was also down last year by nearly 5% compared to 2006. But that trend seems to be in reverse this year, at least in Chicago, where the murder rate has increased 16%. I'm Robert Wildebor.
There are signs the nation's economic woes are prompting some to sell their blood for extra cash. College students and the down and out have long donated plasma for easy money. But in the current economic climate, the number of people extracting plasma for gas or grocery money is exploding. An industry group says total donations may hit $16 million this year, up from $10 million donations just 3 years ago. At Telechris Plasma Resources in Waukegan, manager Rhonda Johnson says this fall is among the busiest seasons she's observed, with more first-time donors joining the twice-a-week regulars. Whatever their motivation, plasma donors are a valuable resource for an industry that has grown to nearly $10 billion a year. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35. We check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jeff.
Lots of lake effect snow warnings still for many counties in Indiana.
Well, the warning for two, and we have an advisory for six. And they're all in northern Indiana. This will be lake effect snow coming off of Lake Michigan. It's just getting started now. A lake effect snow warning is now in effect for LaPorte and St. Joseph counties in north central Indiana. And that's through noon tomorrow. A lake effect snow advisory in effect for Elkhart, Stark, Marshall, Fulton, and Kosciuszko counties in north central Indiana until noon central time, 1 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. And we have a lake effect snow advisory for Porter County kicking in at noon today and running through 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's in northwest Indiana. So basically along the Indiana Toll Road from Porter County eastward through Elkhart County.